As the countdown continued, with just over 1,200 days left to save the planet, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members in Taichung, Formosa, collaborated with 29 other co-organizers to host the climate change conference entitled Protect Our Home with Love on October 11th. The letters L-O-V-E signify L for LOHAS, which stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability, O for Organic, V for Vegan, and E for Eco Dimensions to Save the Planet. Thousands of participants attended the event to stay informed about the latest facts on global warming, ways to live sustainably, and the single most effective solution, the plant-based, animal-free diet. The conference was co-hosted by Thelmo Luis Buddy Cananan, the famous Philippine TV host of NBN Television. Discussions on the themes of love were conducted by distinguished panelists, including environmental scientists Dr. Liu Xiaoqian and Professor Liu Chongming. Famous Formosan film and television personality Ms. Tan Ai Chen, president of the Formosa's first veg-promoting website, Mr. Lin Hong Roy, chief editor of Persimmon Cultural Enterprise Company Limited, Mr. Lin Shu Wen Er, and former pig farmer turned vegan, Mr. Luo Hung Chin. Other dignitaries included guest speaker, the Honorable Mayor Amelita Navarro of Santiago, the Philippines, and Mr. Chen Tianwen, deputy speaker of Taichung City Council. Graciously accepting an invitation to attend via video conference as the event's guest of honor was Supreme Master Qinghai. We now invite you to join us for part 6 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Protect Our Home with Love, held on October 11, 2009, Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan.
Next, we have Mr. Lai Maosheng, who teaches people about organic planting in Yuan Lin Community College in Changhua County.
上次还有各位贵宾大家晚安。我是来这边要向大家证明一下，因为我小时候，到现在素食已经40多年了，我要证明的是素食是健康的。 我过去小时候长大以后，就在推广环保工作，已经有20多年了。哇哦，Bravo！推广有机垃圾做变成一种食物的运作啊。那今天这是我过去推的成果，已经很多，不多说。那我今天请教上师的是，因为我们那个地球暖化造成气候变迁很多。 那我们人类有一个盲点，就是利用干净的水来当马桶的水。如何呼吁大家珍惜水资源，减少水资源的浪费，并建立废水的再利用以及雨水回收的再利用？谢谢。谢谢赖先生。
Thank you for being a veg. And thank you for protecting the environment all these decades. We have tried to go in your direction all these years as well. Recently, we go a step further, so try to inform the people all this on Supreme Master TV, such as what foods to plant to save water, like edible plants that don't need much water and can sustain us with more than enough nutrition. We tell people to do organic farming, how to conserve rainwater, groundwater, and conserve land, planting trees to attract rain, and the tree also preserve water in the soil, so it doesn't erode the land and run away, etc., etc. And we also show many of the organic farmers everywhere in different countries to show people the examples of how easy it is to plant organic, nutritious, and waterless vegetarian food. For example, in Âu Lạc, meaning Vietnam, I like the name Âu Lạc because it denotes lucky, lucky auspicious meaning, and also wishing the people of Vietnam well. Âu Lạc means happy and prosperous. Yes, and also the name of our ancestor. Yes. Now, the farmers in Âu Lạc, meaning Vietnam, discover a way to reap bountiful harvest during their dry season, which lasts from November to May. They plant drought-resistant crops like green pea, peanuts, black sesame, sweet potato leaves, and creamy beans, etc. They don't need any water for this. They just plant them on dry land, even watermelon and some other melons, etc. No watering, no irrigating, nothing needed. The farmers explain that the leaves from the beans plants and other plants spread over the soil to keep the moisture in. The leaves also later become part of the soil and helps the soil stay rich. So there is no need even for fertilizer, as they would need for rice or corn, for example. It's nature's miracle at work, and there is a bare minimum to almost no labor required even, until it's time to harvest, and which is also very easy. They don't even need too much work. They just pour the plant up. That's it. As you mentioned, Mr. Lai, there are also good ways to harvest the rainwater by guiding the rain into the soil to be used by the trees and the plants. The trees are like living pumps to use the water to give fruits and prevent erosion, etc. They use these water conserving techniques in dry parts of Africa and India, and as a result, the water level rises more than they take out from their wells. And the villages in the Alwar district of Rajasthan, India, where one Indian village was able to guide the water enough that it brought back to life five flowing rivers that had been dead before, been dry up before, due to withdrawing too much water. Now they bring back to life five flowing, abundant river, five, which has been dry up before, you see, because of withdrawing too much water and deforestation. So now the Indian villages, they have organized and they have done their best to revive these five dead rivers. We could learn from them as well. But even these water losses pale in comparison to the incredible amount of water that it wasted for animal production. It takes approximately 4,664 liters of water to produce just one serving of beef. But an entire vegan meal can be produced with only 371 liter water. The livestock sector is probably the world's biggest source of water pollution as well, Mr. Lai. I'm sure you know all this, being an environmentalist, yes. Excessive animal waste, chemical fertilizers, and pesticides degrade waterways, killing aquatic organisms by creating algae blooms, which in turn choke the oxygen from water systems and help form these oceanic death zones. The number of oxygen depleted oceanic death zones had increased from only 49 in the 1960s to 405 in 2008, and I'm sure there's more now. There are much more sea death zone right now. The death zone in the Gulf of Mexico is one of the largest in the world. It is 22,000 square kilometers and was created mainly from agriculture runoff. including food raised for livestock and manure. Around 212,000 metric tons of fish are estimated to die in the Gulf of Mexico death zone every year, Mr. Lai. I'm sure you know this. I'm just saying all this for the knowledge of the audience. However sad it is, we must be informed of the fact. Mr. Lai, in addition to these useful farming programs, we try our best to inform people of the numerous contaminated, drying or disappear dead rivers and lakes all over the world. The tens of thousands of rivers and lakes dying all over the world. People are dying from drought. People are leaving their villages, their hometown, because they don't have any more water to drink. Just because we Taiwanese still have water. Just because where I'm sitting, I'm lucky, still have water, doesn't mean tens of millions of other people are as lucky. Some die on the road because of starvation. Some die on the road of looking for water. It is very, very tragic, Mr. Lai. I hope we all wake up, and wake up quick to save our people, to save our home. We have listed some on the SupremeMasterTV.com for your reference. Please copy at no cost and send it to all other people who you can come in touch with, by mail, by email, by post, or leaflets, poster, whatever may be suitable to you. I also encourage the audiences to do the same. Please help each other, please help us. Because many of our world co-citizens are not aware that many of our other co-citizens are dying because of lack of water. And lack of water means lack of food, lack of security. Water means everything to our existence. We must conserve the water. We must do everything we can. And the first step to begin is to be vegan, because animal industry use 70% more of our clean water of our planet. Thank you, Mr. Lai. Thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for your question.
Thank you very much, Master, for your very valuable and useful information.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Next, we have Ms. Tan Ai Zhen, animal lover, well-known movie and TV actress, and a vegetarian cooking show host.
Wow.
天海无相识。 我们大家都会有信心，不要太难过。
你好。 你好，上师今天很美丽，你的服装是为了研讨会特别设计的吗？
Yeah, thank you. That's Chinese. Chinese 长袍呢？
19年前，我看过报道，上师在苗栗山上修行的时候，那么过着简单的生活，那么曾经告诉大家，用白饭、放海苔还有黑芝麻就可以吃得很开心。所以我想请问，那么我们吃素要吃得很简单，但是怎么个简单？ 但是又能够让自己的身体充满能量、容光焕发，就好像上师你一样。谢谢。Mr.
Tan， 你好，谢谢来光临哈，你自己也是很漂亮，又健康。 You are also beautiful, and very, very healthy yourself. You are a good example of being a vegan. 20 plus years ago, it's true that I was eating black sesame, no seaweed, no luxury like that. Sesame and brown rice and clean water, yes. And salt, yeah, okay. Oh, sometimes soy sauce, no? Okay. Now that was when I was on the retreat. Yes, I sit on retreat meditation alone for 3 months. And of course, I don't want to bother people bringing food to me every day. First, it's bothering to the busy, ordinary people. Second, they will be disturbing me every time knocking at the door for food. So I just make simple sesame in a big pot and easy to eat anytime I wish. The thing is, that's also enough nutrition, because there was a monk in Taiwan. He's teaching Qigong, you know, he's very, very strong. He could bend metal like you bend noodle, huh? A big metal stick like my thumb, he would bend it like you bend noodle. And if you put a knife onto his throat, he would just bend it by his own qi, you know, power. I mean the vital energy of his body. He could make the knife spring away or bend it. Useless. You can't kill him. And if you stab him on the back, the knife also spring back. If you broke a glass bottle on his body, it would just break into pieces. It's never harm or injure his body. And he eats only black sesame, brown rice, and water. Why black sesame? Because black sesame is cheaper. That's all. White sesame also has good quality. But I don't advise everybody to just eat that. All right? That is for people who has no time or who would prefer to live very frugal and simple, like a monk or a retreat person. Yes? I'm not always eating black sesame and brown rice, Miss Tan. But I do very, very often because of my busy schedule. You understand, Miss Tan? Yeah. But whenever I'm not busy, I also do a little cooking show for people to let people know that vegetarian is very tasty, just the way you do. Yeah, I'm going the same direction as you are. And I don't advise everybody just to eat brown rice sesame, even though it's healthy. But it's not palatable all the time, eh? Although when I eat it, I feel very, very good. Tasty, yeah? Anything was tasty. But the thing is, not everybody like this, yes? So please don't advise your audience on TV to just eat brown rice and sesame. Even though, according to Oshawa, the Japanese nutritionist, he was very healthy and very, very famous. He wrote a book about nutrition and how to cure cancer and all kind of incurable disease by brown rice and sesame. If we want to cure our disease, we have to eat according to instruction, eh? Not just blindly sesame and brown rice. Yeah, not just that, but people eat vegetarian, they also cure many diseases. You know that yourself, yeah? You want to have brown rice sesame all the time? can do. Yeah, can do. The monk, he's still living, huh? He stay in Taiwan, huh? He live in a place called Ling San Jiang Tang, huh? You can go and learn Qigong with him, and you know how he's very, very strong. You cannot defeat him with anything. I'm also a living example. I eat brown rice sesame a lot of time. Whenever I'm too busy, can't even cook, or I don't want to bother my assistant to cook because they are also busy, then we, all of us, eat brown rice sesame. And even my dogs, you know, during those times, they also eat brown rice sesame, and they're very healthy. No problem with any of us at all. It is a problem when we eat a lot more rich food, you know. Sometimes I feel sorry for them and I give them a little vegan butter and vegan cheese and all that, and then they get fat. And and the doctor say, oh, please, put your dogs on diet, something like that. Otherwise, even just brown rice and sesame, for me, it was enough. I had never experienced any health problem when I was on a brown rice, sesame, and water diet. It's just that, of course, I'm going out a lot also, and whenever I'm out, people cook vegetarian, and I just eat them, okay? But during the brown rice, sesame period, I never experienced any discomfort of any kind. Now, we will have a lot of energy and health from the vegetarian diet. The one that you're teaching is very nutritious already. But not all have to eat brown rice sesame, please. We have tons of nutritious, appealing, tasty food from the vegetable, fruit, legume kingdom, which can be enjoyed raw, liquid, or cooked. They are delectable, healthy, and give us abundance of energy inside and make us young, vigorous outside. Yeah? We will feel happy and very energetic. You know it yourself, and your audience of your cooking show would know that. They would tell you that. They would give you feedback that, yes. People, even just to eat vegetable for 2 weeks, they feel big difference already, yes. And thanks, by the way, for what you're doing to help bring this vital information to the public on your veggie show. You're doing a great job. When people see just how beautiful and healthy and energetic you are, and they will be convinced. I'm sure countless of people have become vegetarian because of your show. God bless you. Yes? God bless you. We also have a lot of international shows and healthy lifestyle advices and cooking shows from experts, medical professionals, yogis, from all over the world to offer people knowledge of a better lifestyle, the vegetarian lifestyle. Or people can log on to our website, suprememastertv.com, for a rich wealth of veggie info. The myth that vegetarians are undernourished is just a myth, nothing else. To prove it, we can point to so many beautiful, healthy vegetarians and successful vegans out there. You know, we have all of them on TV. Yeah, some of them very famous, like in Formosa even. Look at your fellow celebrity, Ta S, eh? Big S, also known as Barbie Hsu, yeah, internationally, who is a lovely vegetarian singer and actress. There are movie stars like Tobey Maguire, who plays Spider-Man, Kareena Kapoor from India, Yogi Cameron, the former super male model, the most expensive male model, who became an acclaimed Ayurveda and yoga therapist. American vegan basketball stars James Donaldson and John Sally, Brandon Brazier, the professional Ironman triathlete and vegan, Olympic athletes, etc. In fact, many of the best athletes and supermodels choose to be vegetarian or vegan so that they can maintain top healthy condition to do their job. That's why they are the best in their field. Yeah, just log on to our websites, www.suprememastertv.com, alternative-living. You can download a free flyer that has some of these veggie elite people and the benefits of a veg diet. Oh, many more unsung vegan and vegetarian heroes who walk among us, of all ages and all professions, from doctors to actors to singers to athlete to fitness trainer. They are healthy, their eyes are shining and skin is glowing. They often have a brighter face and attitude. And it's been proven that they live longer. It is a meat-eating population who suffer 3, 4, 5, 7 times the rate of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, etc. In Formosa, a study found that the vegetarian diet protects men from getting prostate cancer even. And that's the most dangerous for men, eh? Prostate cancer. Men are very afraid of that. Another study found that Formosan postmenopausal women who were vegetarian had much lower blood pressure than women who were not vegetarian. There are countless studies such as these and about children as well. Children who are born and raised vegetarian seldom get sick like their non-vegetarian peers who come to school with the flu or get skin disease and allergies and obesity and all kinds of unbearable afflictions at a tender age. So it's not fair to the children to feed them meat. It's time to look after our family health in a better way. Even the U.S. First Lady, Michelle Obama, she shared with her people through personal experiences that fresh vegetables and fruits daily give herself and family more energy and better health. And she's going to appear on some of the Sesame TV show to teach children about how beneficial vegetable and fruits are. You see, it's good news, huh? Many doctors in the U.S. advise people to be veg. They treat their patients with veg diet and they go out a healthier, medicine-free, longer life expectancy person. These are respected and even famous doctors like Dr. Joy Furman, Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, Dr. Neil Barnard, and Dr. John McDougall, to name a few, who are all vegans themselves, by the way. It is said that Dr. McDougall even joked that he nearly went bankrupt because he lost his patients. They all get healthy and didn't need a doctor anymore. They don't come back. Some of these experts and vegan health information will feature on Supreme Master Television. Yes, we have them all and more on SupremeMasterTV.com. Free to download and print out and give it to your people whenever you need. Thank you, Ms. Tan, for your noble role as example and a sure host in helping people.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system. Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ. Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
非常重要的主题，那希望大家能够关注我们气候变迁的问题。
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 7 of Protect Our Home with Love. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.